This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. In many of the nation's key corn and soybean growing regions, the last couple of weeks have been slightly dry but not too hot. The lack of extreme heat has been beneficial for row crops during a critical portion of the growing season, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. We will hear more from Brad Rippey next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit ADMRegenerations.com.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that the recent lack of extreme heat has been beneficial for row crops during a critical portion of the growing season.
And that lack of extreme heat has certainly benefited corn and soybeans as they move through the reproductive defilling stage of development.
He says good growing conditions has led to continued solid crop condition ratings for corn in the United States.
So we are sitting now at 68% good to excellent, 9% very poor to poor.
Compared to last year's ratings at this time, Rippey says the crop condition rating was not nearly as high.
We were just 55% good to excellent and 15% very poor to poor a year ago.
For soybeans over the last week, Rippey says not much has changed in the overall condition rating.
No appreciable change from last week. We did see a 1-point drop in the good to excellent numbers, 67% this week, last week 68%.
This week, only 8% of U.S. soybeans were rated poor or very poor. Rippey says that only a handful of Midwestern states are behind the five-year average in terms of corn crop progress.
Looking at the corn progress for this week, we did pass the three-quarters mark for U.S. corn silking. National number 77% on July 28th, 1 point ahead of the five-year average, slightly behind last year's 79%.
He says the upper Midwest is also the problem spot for soybean crop progress.
Just like corn, we do see our delays double-digit behind the five-year average, confined to Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota.
For more on this story, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.